What we're going to try to do today is we're going to cover some of the changes, and then I'm going to try to go back and put those in context for you a little bit. One of the first things you need to know is our firm represents about 130 school districts in the Texas Panhandle and South Plains. So our representation is typically on behalf of the school districts. I also mentioned Chapter 312, which is the tax abatement agreement that you will see oftentimes with the counties and with the hospital districts. One of the questions that's come up several times yesterday and today is, why do we care? To just give you a brief glimpse of what it means to a project, whether it be a wind project or a solar project, if you have a $300 million project, you could sort of, in round numbers, expect that your ad valorem tax to the school district is going to be about $3 million each year. The Chapter 313 and the way it works, you could lessen that to about, let's say, an average of about $2 to $2.5 million over each year over the 10-year period. So economically, it's very important to both wind and solar projects. I didn't have any cool charts or graphs, and everyone else did, so I just decided to put up some pictures. And as you can see from what Wyatt said, now I will tell you, I think he meant it in a different context, but it's still applicable today in many areas, and I would say including Chapter 313. One of the changes, and let me back up for just a second here. We're sitting here today talking about the changes that were made in the legislature in 2013.